This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of the far north. Truth seeker of the far north. Beautiful day in Alaska again. Fall has come. Leaves are turning. Politicians are on trial. Some are going to jail. Hoo-ha. More are on the way to be indicted. Hoo-ha. Tis a good day in Alaska. Now, if we can just get Senator Ted Stevens indicted, his son Ben will be indicted. A couple more of them are in the hoop. So we're doing a little bit of house cleaning, not near enough, because if we went after all the politicians, probably 99% of them are guilty of a crime or higher. But anyway, such as it is, going to debunk a couple of issues that seem to get around the internet big time, and it's just amazing that disinformation, I don't know what it takes to get the real information and the real facts out there. Going to be talking today about the 14th Amendment, people seem to think that the citizen of the United States was created by the 14th Amendment, and that's not so. People seem to think that there's no law. Got to be real careful how you word that. No law of what? I'll get into that, but there's no law requiring people to file, or an entity to file would be a more correct way to say it, and that's not so. If we get time or somebody calls in, if they want to direct this to the courts, our territorial courts, we'll go into that. These are territorial courts. These courts of the United States are not courts of the United States. The district court is strictly a territorial court. So anyway, we'll be getting into some of those issues. So anyway, I've got Greg and Harry here out of Florida, McKay on the line here. So we're going to get an update on what's going on with Greg Pound and his child custody issues. Are you there, Greg and Harry?
Yep.
We're here, Ralph.
Well, Greg, why don't you tell us what happened on the hearing this last Tuesday?
Okay. Well, this past Tuesday, it actually began August 3rd, where we filed, I was given a public defender, and so what happens is at that August 3rd hearing, she was supposed to dismiss herself from the case because after being there for 2 months, she hasn't done any paperwork. She won't answer her phone. And this is a termination hearing where they're trying to take our 5 kids from us over an accidental dog bite. And if the listeners could go to the website called freeourkids.com, you'll be able to see what's happening here in the state of Florida in confiscating and stealing people's kids for federal grant money. So what happens
four,
is that...
You have 4 children instead of 5, right?
Well, we have 4 here, but my wife has been hiding for a year and a half now with our newborn baby. We named him Moses.
Alrighty.
Moses.
Okay.
So we have
Go
4
ahead,
kids
then.
Here and one in the bulrush. So what happens is that on the 18th of this month, September, the judge was on a 2-month vacation, so they postponed the termination hearing for 2 months. So what happens is that I filed a motion to ask this attorney was supposed to dismiss herself on August 3rd. And so what happens is she brings it right up to the 18th. The termination hearing begins tomorrow, where they're going to try to terminate my rights to a person who doesn't smoke, drink, do drugs, never abused his wife, kids. It's over. Our case manager was arrested for falsifying 26 cases. And when you read the history of what happened in our case for the past 3 years, it's just a crime what they're doing to families. It's not only our family, but the families they're destroying. I'm in Pinellas County where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. Your listeners should be familiar with the Terry Schiavo
case. Okay, hold the phone here. We'll be recommended for the update here, and we'll get around, and we'll be back in a minute.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, this is Rob Kermit, Winter Road, back, Truth Seeker of the Far North, back with Greg Pound and Harry McKay out of Florida, and we were getting an update on what's going on with the proposed termination hearing Monday. Go ahead, Greg.
What I'd say, Ralph, is if the listeners could please pray that, you know, that this would be stopped, and I just want to give you an update on some things that have happened. Now, on the 18th at this hearing, the attorney said out loud, Mr. Pound.
What's her name? We want to get her name out there.
Okay, her name is Florio.
Michelle.
Michelle Florio. She's a graduate student of law school out of St. Petersburg, Florida, Stetson's Law School. And so she says, she tells me, she said to the judge, Mr. Pound has not given me a witness. I don't have Mr. Pound's witness. Mr. Pound hasn't given me a witness list. So what happens is the state hasn't given me their witness list. So I said, I was trying to get it from the state attorney's office. I was trying to get through the judge. I mean, through the judge's JA. And so what happens, we finally came down to this Florio, and she calls, and she said she's got it. I don't have a fax, so I asked her to fax it over to Harry McKay. So Harry says, yeah, that's fine. So she faxed it to Harry McKay, and Harry looks at it and says, this is the wrong witness list. This is Mr. Pound's witness list. And she says, oops. She said, oh, I guess I sent the wrong witness list. I was supposed to send the state's witness list.
She apologized and felt bad that she had sent the wrong one. Yes, go ahead.
And so what happens is, so that's where we're at. We have this lady lying on her oath. She's got the witness list. And what happens is they're trying to keep me from being able to enter facts in to show that they're lying, they're falsifying documentation, they've abused our children for over 3 years, they've stolen all our money, my wife's been hiding like a rat now with our little baby when we don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. I mean, and this is going on in Pinellas County, Florida, and it's rampant. And the American people need to see what they're doing to destroy our families. Just go to the website freeourkids.com and take a look at what's happening in the state of Florida. It's happening all over our country. Through this website,
okay, so
I have people.
But what you've got is this attorney lied that she did not have the witness list, and then she inadvertently, by error, faxed it to Harry McKay. Is that correct?
That's exactly
yes,
right.
That is correct.
Oh, my. Isn't that bad for attorneys to lie to the judge?
Isn't it something?
Yeah, because she did say that she did not have, or she had not received any witness list, and she had advised Greg over a several-week period to get the file, and it was going to take her a while, several weeks to review the file. But she did say that in court. I've got that because I took notes in court, and she did specifically say, I have not received any witness list.
Okay, and where would she have got this witness list?
Well, she would have got the witness list from the Judy Goldsman was another court-appointed attorney. She's an older Jewish woman, real nice lady. When she's seen what they've done to our family, and she said, there's no way in the world I'm touching this. She said, I mean, she backed right out of it. Real nice lady. She said, I've talked to her personally. I think she's been on your program, Ralph. And she's just, you know, she just said, there's no way I'm going to put my neck in this one.
Okay, so if I'm getting this correctly, then you had given the witness list to her, and then she gave all of her material to the new current attorney. Would you spell her last name?
The new attorney?
Yeah.
Can you spell that, Harry? Do you have it?
Florio is Florio.
Okay, good. So we want to make sure that she gets off. She gets everything that's owed to her. We don't want to get her mixed up. So how long has she had this witness list in?
She's had it over two and a half months.
So 2.5 months, and all of a sudden she tells the judge she doesn't have it. Now, do you think it might be important if you were going to lose your children to be able to subpoena in people and actually get them under oath and actually submit evidence? Do you think that might have a bearing on your case?
Yeah. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad that they would steal people's kids and go to this extreme to keep people from being able to enter in the truth? All we want is the truth that someone else's dog accidentally bit one of our children, and it was an accident. And what happens is, and it's criminal what they're doing here in the state of Florida for money. I mean, it's
okay,
sad.
So now then let me interrupt you. So now we have an attorney lying in court that's had a list for 2.5 months and has chosen not to act on it. What else happened in that court on last Tuesday? It was Tuesday, right?
Exactly.
Yes,
Tuesday. Harry?
The judge interviewed Greg from the standpoint of going pro se, his educational background. Did he have experience in making pleadings, all that kind of, those kinds of questions. And even the prosecution objected to Greg going pro se, but the judge did allow it. The judge said, yes, that was fine. In his opinion, Greg can be pro se. And so that set this, because I think we knew, I think that there was counsel given to Greg that if you do not go pro se, there's no public defender that really will stick in there and defend your rights. You won't have
okay,
it.
Okay, so my next question is, there was another question that was asked about the judge and his qualifications. What was that?
Okay, I asked the judge.
Yes.
I asked him, I said, Your Honor, as I was listening to the judge, I filed a motion in court for an independent judge. And this is this new judge, Judge Gellin, Thomas M. Gellin, is supposed to be the independent judge. He said the motion for independent judge is denied. But the state attorney just abruptly interrupted, but they tried to run it by me. They tried to slide that by me. And then as we went on and I watched the state attorney and these other attorneys try to get me off track, I said, excuse me, Your Honor, did I hear you right? Did you just say that the motion for an independent judge has been denied? And he looked up, and he's kind of quiet. He looked around. He said, that's right. He said, yep. He said, Mr. Pond, he said, that has been denied. I said, you mean to tell me that you're denying me my right to an independent judge? And I stayed on it several times, asked him. So now, where we're at now is I've had to file a habeas in the federal court to show that this judge is racketeering and through these cooperative agreements that they have to steal people's kids for federal grant money.
When did you file that?
I filed that Friday at 3 o'clock, and then I was able to get it over. Yeah.
And so what happened when you served the judge?
Well, when I served the judge's JA, this is a senior judge. She said, I need to go find out whether I can take this or not. I had a process server there, and she came back with the writ, and she said, I can't take this. I said, and the process server said, you've got it in hand. It's yours. It's you've been served. And she tried to talk her way out. I said, you are the judge's JA, the judge's assistant. And so so that's it. So we'll find out what happens Monday.
Was that judge present or not?
The judge was not present.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no.
So tomorrow, if I get this right, then one of the things you're going to do is you're going to enter into evidence the fact that there is a habeas corpus filed in the federal court naming this particular judge if they choose to go ahead. And you're also going to enter in, because this attorney over there, manna from heaven, she impeached herself by faxing a witness list that she's already sworn she didn't have.
Yeah.
And she has to be in the court tomorrow because she's, quote, standby counsel, right?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
He committed
Boy,
fraud.
Boy, looks like that'd be a golden opportunity to say, excuse me, we have a slight problem here. We have the standby counsel's flat out lying, and we need to get her on the stand because she has withheld a witness list, has done no action for 2.5 months. She lied and said she didn't have it, and then she screwed up and inadvertently sent it to somebody in fax, and I also have him as a witness and a copy of said fax.
Right. Yes.
Boy, that
now,
looks
one
like it ought to be grounds to maybe get that little lady's bar card.
Yes.
Well, all you can do is go after it. I mean, the truth comes out. Just one quick note, too, that the strategy of the prosecution is that they will try to shoot down anything that Greg says or tries to bring any witness in that they would claim was already been adjudicated with the dependency hearing. Now, Michelle Floyer was very emphatic to me about this, and that evidently is the mode of operation here. That if, in their judgment, if anything deals with, like, maybe even the condition of the kids prior to the dependency hearing or adjudication, they will object and say that's already been adjudicated. It went to appeal, and judge, you cannot allow that witness to be here because of that's already been adjudicated. And
was that the first two hearings where they allowed no evidence in? Is that what we're talking
correct.
About?
That's correct.
So I would sure as heck have those two transcripts enter into evidence. Sir, what was adjudicated? But the records so show that I was barred and denied the right to even enter any evidence, including the attorney.
Exactly.
You want to take copies of that and enter that tomorrow, too. At some point, these guys are going to break. At some point, they're going to break, because the next thing that needs to be done after this habeas, we'll see where that goes, because that's going to really be a fly in the ointment. The next thing, of course, is a tort action to sue these suckers.
Right. That's right.
So,
one point, if I have a minute here, I can make another point.
Sure.
As what Michelle told me was, it's like a person that is being convicted of let's say, a criminal type crime. He was convicted, but he really is innocent. And the judge said, you've got X year or what of probation. In her judgment, evidently the way the system is.
Hold on just a second, and I'll let you. Hold on, Harry. Let me finish the thought. I hear the music, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
And Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, we're back from break, and we've got Greg Pound and Harry McKay. And go ahead, Harry, you had a point you were making.
Well, it has been a consistent strategy throughout these various hearings. Anything that Greg brings up that refers back to the dependency hearing, remember the judge has to adjudicate the children dependent once the children are taken by the state. Well, Greg appealed it. What the prosecuting attorney said in court was that Greg appealed it. He lost the appeal, but that's really not true. The appeal was not a final appeal. It was like an appeal pending upon the outcome of the termination of parental rights. Well, but the prosecuting attorney has made the point said to the judge anyway, that Greg lost the appeal. So therefore, Judge, you should not let any information come into this court that deals with the prior situation, the dependency hearing. And Michelle Forleo confirmed that is going to be their strategy. If Greg brings anything, the end of the court, witnesses, words, questions, doesn't matter, anything that they feel they can tie to that dependency hearing, they're going to object to. No question
okay,
about it, hands down.
Let me interrupt you. My next question is there a final judgment on the appeal, yes or no?
No.
Do you have evidence of that?
Well, it states it from the appellate court. This is not a final appeal.
Yeah, now I haven't seen that specific document, but another gentleman...
Okay, well, I would have that, and then the next question that I would ask the attorney. Anytime he says, makes a statement like that, say, sir, I would like to have you enter into evidence, and I'm sure this is a very highly qualified attorney, a copy of the final judgment of what he is attesting to, or would he please enter the stand so we can put him under oath so it rises to the level of evidence, because what's called ipsy-dixy pontifications, which means just because it comes out of your mouth, has no bearing in this case.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a very good point.
Absolutely. Just because ipsy-dixy pontifications. Oh, hoo-ha, you said you weren't in the bathroom. Sir, I had no evidence. I weren't there. What relevance does that have? Do you have, sir, evidence to enter into this court? Or can we put you on the stand so we have testimony so I can cross you? Otherwise, what you say is nothing. It's irrelevant. It's not testimony. It's not evidence. That's the way to deal with these slimy little suckers. God,
they are. It's just, and that's how they shut you up, because they play on your lack of knowing what's going on.
Well, anytime anybody makes a statement, you want to see the evidence thereof, or I want it you under testimony, so we have the penalties of perjury, we can nail you.
Mm-hmm.
Your statements are irrelevant, sir. They are just that. Because the word, like I say, is called ipsy-dixy pontifications. It means out of your mouth comes words that have no standing. The attorneys do it all the time. So, well, we'll get an update here because they have a habeas corpus ad subjunctium to jump over. Now they have an attorney that absolutely lied under oath, which has to be in court tomorrow, that she withheld all of the discovery or the witness list and didn't do any discovery, which you had requested, and she's been sitting on it for 2.5 months. Should be an interesting morning if these guys are stupid enough, which I wouldn't surprise that they are. Corruption knows no limits.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
Well, the previous one or two hearings ago, the prosecuting attorney asked the judge to clear the courtroom of any public. And so I know, I just feel they're going to do that again to try to keep the public out of there.
Well, be sure and bring a copy also of those two adjudication hearings and a copy where it's not the final so you can enter them into evidence.
Right.
And the two adjudication things that I've seen, you weren't allowed to enter any evidence.
Right.
So therefore, sir, and who was testifying, and Mr. Attorney, who testified and what did they testify to and what evidence do you have to support same? He's got nothing.
Exactly.
All he's got is a bag full of BS. And that's one of the ways to deal with those guys because, like I say, they just chitter-chatter all the time, make up lies as they go. But when you get into those type of hearings, there's got to be evidence. And his statements are not evidence.
Well, you know, Ralph, it's so sad that they would do this to families just to receive this money that they're getting through this adoption industry that we have in America, where they're taking these little kids and adopting them out. They're literally, it's just criminal what they're doing to families and stealing their kids. I've been in this battle now for 3 years. There's people have committed suicide over what these people have done to them. And when people watch the website freeourkids.com and you watch and see what they're doing, this is how cold and cruel these people at the top have become in destroying our country and destroying our families. The strength of America is our families, not our armies or our police departments. It's our families. And they're destroying our families. And they're getting federal grant money, and it's just a sad, sad situation what we're dealing with.
Well, these are sick people because I tell you what, the first thing is anybody that picks on children is below the level of demonic.
Exactly.
You just don't pick on children. You just don't do it.
Right.
And number two, you not pick on women. And number three, you don't pick on families. You want to pick on somebody, pick on a guy that's over 21 and let's make it a fair fight.
Yeah, someone who can fight back.
That's right, but they like to pick on children. Imagine anybody that will pick on the children and sell them for money.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, thank you for having us on.
I hear the music keep me posted. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
God bless.
Yeah. Well, I hear the music, and stay tuned, and we're going to start debunking some of the things that can't seem to get the truth out. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Truth Seeker of the Far North. Boy, I'm telling you, some of the lies are going on, but we've got a caller here before we get into that. George, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ralph.
Go ahead.
Yes, you know, I think I read about the Salem witch trial, and like Greg's case and the Salem witch trial is kind of like has some parallel, because like in the Salem witch trial, there were hanging and executing people on what they call spectral evidence. Nothing really of substance, but claim they saw a ghost or something. And, you know, type of thing. And they were condemning people to death for that. And the same thing with, like I say, but they ain't got no evidence. They're trying to prove them innocent when there's no evidence of a crime being committed.
That's right. And they're trying to block all evidence.
And, you know, the thing is, the sad thing, when Greg gets his kids back, when Greg gets reunited with his wife, I gotta say, those 3 years plus years, he's not gonna get that time back with his kids.
That's right.
And like with baby Moses, he is not gonna get, he missed out on seeing him say his first words, seeing him take his first steps. I mean, I'm a father of two kids and I got to see that, and Greg never got to see that with his youngest child, and he's never gonna get that chance. To see that.
This is beyond treason.
Yes, these are terrorists.
Yes, if these people were convicted of which they should be, punishable by a death penalty, of stealing kids for money. Stealing kids, they're dealing in slavery, beyond slavery. And they're doing it for money. no different than the slave traders for the white slaves that first come over here that people don't know about. Oh, no different than the black slaves that were brought over here and sold. That's what these people are doing. They're doing it right out in the open, and it's sponsored by the, quote, government.
And this is the thing, is like Ron Paul, like I say, I don't know what his chances are of becoming president, but I know if he were president, he'd probably be a chance he can cut off the money that encourages this kind of activity.
Well, because, the like problem say, lies with us.
Yes. And
until
the thing is,
we join reality and say, not no, but hell no. It ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. You thou shalt not steal children and sell them. Thou shalt not steal children or kidnap. They're not stealing, they're kidnapping them. Let me get the right word here. Thou shalt not kidnap children and be involved in feeding pedophilia rings, all of the abuse that's going on, these foster homes, they get into some of them, and all things, sorts of evil things happen to children that should never even be aware of this. And it runs, it's going to affect their total lives. They're playing with the lives of people, because once these children are subjected to these type of things, there's no way they can get around it. It definitely is going to affect their whole life.
And you know, the thing is, I was reading too, it's more like the children of the soldiers deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're losing their kids too. And you know what the scary thing is going to probably happen when a man returns back from his deployment? He's going to find out the very system that he fought for has destroyed his family. And he's going to make his little shopping list and go out and take names.
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. If these people, people that are doing this could be convicted in an open court, and if there were a death penalty, I would be the executioner and I would sleep well every night.
Well, I think God puts that in our conscience. If we killed an innocent person, yes, that would eat us alive. But, you know, when we're putting down evil, I don't really think.
We're doing everything lawfully and peacefully. But we are going to go to the limit of getting these people exposed and get them tried and get them convicted and bring our constitutional republic back. But we can't get it done until we get past, which I'm going to be addressing when I get through talking to you, is some of the most astounding lies that are all across this country. I see them on my email list coming and going, and there's conclusive and legal evidence, and it just doesn't seem to register. And I don't know why. I don't know if people's minds are closed or what the deal is.
Well, how is Greg's habeas corpus, writ of habeas, sort of like throw a monkey wrench into the machine?
Well, it names the judge. There is a writ of habeas corpus for him to come forward and rescind his order how he has kidnapped children under contract for money. Under the mandate of Congress, the statutory authority of Congress. Congress has mandated that there be cooperative agreements and that the state be their lackeys in kidnapping children for money. And he's bound by contract for performance, and if he doesn't perform under the auspices of that, quote, kangaroo court, that court loses money. And they're all in on it.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ralph, and I'm going to pray for Greg tonight, and I just wish him Godspeed tomorrow, and I wish the fear of God be put into their eyes.
There was manna from heaven when that little attorney screwed up and faxed the wrong witness list to a third party. Now she is stuck. She lied, and she should lose her bar card as a bare minimum because she lied. She withheld this witness list and with this whole thing. And I'd like to see them get around that. That's in their own little corner of the world.
Well, what does the bar actually stand for? It stands for British something.
No, I've seen that, but you can't prove it. What I can tell you is that the bars came out of the American Judicature Society in 1913. They wanted to create bars all across the country. And the purpose of the bar association, which, by the way, through the American ends of court, are linked to the English bar associations that are over there, like Lincoln's Inn and some of those. That's right on the Internet. They don't even hide it. And these judges are part of that particular situation over here. And the purpose of the bar is to control them through the professional code of conduct. And so what they do is they want to shut their mouths so that the ones can't object to what's really going on, and they're bound by the professional code of conduct. And they're supposed to tell you when they can't go beyond their professional code of conduct. And they're bound to. They can't even go. There's only four things like that they can do in a criminal trial. You have given a full power of attorney to that attorney, because attorneys are somebody that represent fictions. Counselors at law are somebody that help people. And, of course, we don't have counselors at law because that wouldn't work, because they couldn't be bound by a professional code of conduct. That's the purpose of the professional code of conduct, and that is put out under the American Bar Association, which is in almost every one of these states. And that is controlled by the Supreme Court. Most of them are by the Supreme Court of that state. They issue the bar rules. And if you go look into the federal jurisdictional statement of Title 28, Section 132, in these, quote, United States District Courts, there are three entities that control what happens in that court. Your constitutional rights have no bearing. It says there are three of them. One is Congress. It's controlled by law. Number two, it says, is controlled by the rules of court, which comes down from the bar. And number three is controlled by the judge, by order. So any and all three of them can do anything they want in that courtroom.
Mm. It's just the same thing. You hear, like, every court's an admiralty court because they got the yellow fray around the American flag, and they don't have to go by the Constitution or nothing. That's the law of the sea.
Well, but see what, when you go down that road, I'm not saying that court is not admiralty, because that's a contract-type insurance court. But what people need to understand is to go something that you can conclusively prove. It is not a court of record. It is not a court of law. And my limited delegation of powers, judicial power of the United States, does not exist in that court. That's where my inalienable rights are given to a court. What Congress is supposed to do is they create the receptacle for the court. The source of the judicial power comes from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is my limited delegation. That's the source. And Congress cannot control judicial power of the United States. And the game that they played in 1948, they did a total overthrow, and they're under the laws of Congress. And the laws of Congress is where Congress has plenary power, and it has no application within the several states. It's only applications in territory and possessions or the district.
All right. Well, have a good show, Ralph.
Okay, great. Talk
Thank
to you
later.
Bye. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk about some of the things going around the Internet. I'm going to address here in the time that's left. One is about there is no law that requires you to file. Total nonsense. Absolutely untrue. It's been held by the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, and the 9th Circuit. That's not true. That's four of those little silly circuses up there that have already held that. I've got it under the signature of a Department of Justice. I've got it under the signature of a judge out of Rhode Island. People don't want to hear. Or maybe it's too complicated. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to address that one first, and then we're going to talk about the 14th Amendment, or if somebody wants to take this off onto the courts, we'll take off on the courts on Title 18 or Title 28. And then just let me say right up front, anytime you use Title 28 or Title 18 in any of your pleadings, you've automatically stepped into the land of Oz, of which the script writers are in control of your fictitious character called a citizen of the United States. That's a fact. And it's conclusive and legal evidence. But let's stress the issue here of the duty to file. Because a lot of people get charged with the willful failure to file an income tax return under 26 U.S.C. 7203. And what it says is the government is required to prove three elements. The taxpayer was required to file a return. Okay, that's the first statement. What's wrong with that statement? The taxpayer. That's already the admission that you are a taxpayer. Where's the evidence of what a taxpayer is? Oh, we don't need to know, okay? The second one, the taxpayer failed to file a return. There's that word taxpayer again. I wonder what that means. We don't need to worry about it, though. And failure was willful. And, of course, that brings in cheek. Well, the case out of the Ninth Circuit is 975 Fed 2D 669. 975 Federal 2D 669. And the name of the case is V-R-O-M-A-N. Okay, Roman. And I'm reading right out of this. And this is what it says. There are three elements. Taxpayer is required to file a return. Taxpayer failed to file a return. And the failure was willful. What they continue to say is the government was not required to cite 26 United States Code 6012 in the indictment to give in order to give Roman notice of the charges filed against him. Third, I don't have to tell him that because he's got enough information because he's deemed, he admits to being a taxpayer. He stipulated, anytime you use that word, that's one of the first things you do when you start reading cases. The taxpayer. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, maybe I'm not a taxpayer. This is the first thing they do on these cases. It's amazing when you start to read how these guys are very good with wordsmithing. Okay, so this is that case there. The one that they like to rely upon is U.S. versus K-A-H-L. K-A-H-L, and that's 583, Fed 2D, 1351, that those who would like to actually see some substance. I think I'll probably be attacked this again, and I'll post this back on my special list. By the way, I have a special list for a donation of $120 a year where you get documents and stuff highlighted, or I have three other lists that you can get on. We talk about these sort of things, and it's there's no cost. That's through Yahoo. I don't like... I can't use Yahoo because I'm limited to one meg, and it's just it doesn't work well if I'm going to be putting out documents. So here, anyway, we have right here the Ninth Circuit. We have the Sixth Circuit agreeing to this. We have the Second Circuit, the Fourth Circuit. I mean, we got 2, 4, 6, and 9 circuits saying the same thing. We don't have to tell you what 6012 says, that therein lies the duty to file. Well, of course, the first thing that I would want to do, a logical person would want to do, is let's go to 6012. Well, 6012 is a little hard to read. Like most of their regulation, or like their statutes, it takes a lot to read their regulations. I'm sorry, their statutes at large. But we have to remember something. A very, very important thing. The Internal Revenue Service does not enforce by statute. It enforces by regulations. And that is found in Title 267805. There is no doubt they must enforce by regulations. That's a mandate. Doesn't say could, should, or oughta. It says they shall. Well, if that is true, now we can presume that if it's stated by these guys in 7805, because it says to prescribe rules and regulations. Rules are government. Regulations is for when they have plenary power. Rules and regulations. You'll find that in the territories. They make government rules, and then they make regulations to control you. That it is not the power to make law. The power to adopt regulation carries you into effect the will of Congress as expressed by statute. A regulation does not do this, but operates to create a rule out of harmony with the statute is a mere nullity. Now, I'm quoting, and by the way, this is a holding, not dictum, a holding, out of the Supreme Court of the United States. And when the Supreme Court says it's a holding, and this is in 5 32 U.S. 200. That's a 2001 case. And it's U.S. versus the Cleveland Indians baseball. It's a holding. It's as good as it gets, folks. There shall be regulations. That's what it, that's, this is what is supposed to be going on there. It's got to be, and it says right in 7805, Secretary shall prescribe all needful rules and regulations for the enforcement of this title. So now we've got a statutory authority, conclusive and legal. We have a holding of the Supreme Court to back it up. So the next question is, well, I hear the music, so we'll continue on here when we get back with the very next step of this, and then we're going to go to the force and effect of law by a regulation. And we'll be back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Back for a break here for another short segment before the next hour, and we're talking about the fact that there's no law that requires someone to file or an entity to file an individual tax return. And there are several elements to it, and I can understand how it can get quite confusing. So I'm going to try to just get to the core issues. People end up being charged with this willful failure to file. And there are, in the second, Fourth, Sixth, and Ninth Circuits, there's cases that clearly state that they don't have to tell you They do not. And it's, and they clearly also state it's in 6012, Title 26, USC 6012. So where I was going with this is the fact that under Title 26, 7805, it clearly states that the Secretary of the Treasury is supposed to put forth all needful rules and regulations if they're going to enforce it. So there's got to be regulations, and they have to be in the 26 CFRs. That can't be over in Title 27. Now, this has been upheld by the Supreme Court in a holding, which I gave out. So the next question is, okay, if it's going to be by regulations in the CFRs, what they do not tell people, of course they don't want to let these things out, is first of all, then there's got to be regulations. And what type of regulations? Well, there are three types of regulations. And only the substantive or substantive regulations have the force and effect of law. And that's another holding of the Supreme Court. Chrysler versus Brown. Chrysler v. Brown, and that is in 441 U.S. 281. And it's in the holding. If you look the case up, it's right in the holding. There are three types. The substantive regulations have to have comment periods, and they have to have a statutory authority of Congress. The other types that are that do not are the 601, which are procedural, or the 301s, which the judges like to use on the people, unsuspecting people that don't understand that a 301 regulation is nice. It's nice to know what kind of administrative stuff they're supposed to be doing, but it's irrelevant. It has no force and effect of law. So, with that said, we're going to go right back now to a brief summary of this situation. The statutory authority is under 6012, Title 26, USC 6012. Now, by the way, this is a law of the United States, or I'm sorry, a law of Congress. And a law of Congress has no force and effect within the several states. It only has force and effect in the district, in the territories, possessions, because a law of Congress is where they have plenary power and they operate in two capacities, as a federal government and as a state government. Now, they like to use national. And anytime you use national government, there are no several states, and there are where there's no sovereign people. That was dealt with during the Constitutional Convention. But to get back to this situation, so the bottom line is it's 6012, and we got all these circuits telling us, so there's no doubt it's happening. And I have a judge under her signature in Rhode Island that says it's happened. I got another Department of Justice signature in a brief that says this is where it is. So now there's got to be a regulation, and so now we have to, once we find out there's a regulation, there are only three types, the one-point-something, which is individual, the 301-point-something, which are the administrative, and the 601s, which are procedural. So we only have to find the substantive regulation under 6012 to get to the real solution of what is really going on in who has to file. And I hear the break, so I guess that's a good. So if you're interested to find out the rest of the story, stay tuned for the next hour, and then we're going to step on a couple of other ones. And I'll be back in a minute.